Yo, it's Jey Uso from WWE.
And I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer. SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting.
Than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience.
With Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
From the trusted team behind 48 Hours, welcome to Case by Case, your weekly update on the biggest true crime stories unfolding right now.
Nick Reiner remains in custody without bail.
Luigi Mangione accused of stalking and gunning down UnitedHealthcare CEO Brian Thompson.
From high-profile trials and stunning evidence to major breaks in cold cases, we'll follow it all case by case. Follow and listen to 48 Hours Case by Case wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, welcome to Showtime. It's Klein Alley Showtime. Even more show. No one asked for it, but you're getting it anyway.
Hello.
We're going to have a guest joining us in just a little bit to talk about Pizza City Fest. Eventually, we're going to convince Allie that pizza is not her enemy, but her friend.
It's not an enemy. I don't want it to come across that way. It's just I eventually kind of get fucking sick of talking about it.
I get it. I hear you.
I'm amazed that you are not sick of it.
No, in fact, I'm only more in love with it now than ever. And I've started, you know, part of my, quote, weight loss journey that I'm not really on is not my quest.
You're not on any kind of journey.
Zero journey. But was that I was eating so much pizza every day of the week. And then I realized that I have a problem because I can't eat just a slice. That food is so triggering for me that if I have a slice, it usually takes me two or three slices before I actually am at a point where I'm like, now I'm ready to taste it, because I'm always so ravenous that I'm like, the first three I just inhale, and then I'm like, now I really want to taste the pizza.
That's my issue.
Right.
It's that you have one or two, maybe three, if you're hungry, I mean, at least for me, and then it's like, you know, if I go to Tutto's, we'll get like a pizza to share and one of those delicious Italian chopped salads. I'll have some of the salad, I'll have two pieces of pizza, and that's it.
Yeah, but it's like...
No, it's a delicious one. It's got like salami in it and stuff.
Yeah,
like
those
Italian ones where it's like a sub sandwich and a salad.
I love it when the meat outweighs the vegetable and they call it a salad.
Yeah, and there's all these olives and peppers, chinis and stuff on it. But that's my point is once you have one or two, I'm like, okay, I'm done. I'm done so quickly. I like the process of eating.
Well, you could do fork and knife and be a weirdo, I guess.
No, I'm not going to do that. But I also enjoy the first half of the slice more than the second half.
Well, yeah,
in all pizza.
Right, I get it.
I would rather have two front halves of a pizza.
What is, out of curiosity, what is the food you think you could eat? I'm sure you're going to say sushi probably, but what is if money was no expense and you were not going to put on a pound, but you could have as much of it as you wanted, what is the food you think you could do the most damage to? Like you could just keep eating and never get full.
I could fuck with a turkey sandwich every day of my life.
But you're going to get full after two, right? You can't eat more than two turkey sandwiches.
I would have a sandwich for breakfast, at lunch, and dinner.
Oh, you could keep going.
I love a turkey provolone sandwich.
And
all different kinds.
Fuck, it's so good.
It's so good.
That Jersey Mike's turkey provolone.
After anything.
Man.
Whether I'm drunk, whether I'm sober, whether it's hot, whether it's cold, doesn't matter to me. If I'm and there's really fancy places, like there's an Italian deli by our house that's pretty famous that does a great turkey provolone, and that's like a $25 sub. And it's delicious and overflowing with freshly sliced turkey. Or just going to a place like a... Jersey Mike's. I have no problem with that either.
We are going to make you super hungry by the end of this special episode because joining us now on the phone, he is the brains behind the operation at Pizza City Fest.
I want Sandwich City Fest.
Steve Dolinsky. Hey, look, he could probably make it happen.
Maybe.
Steve Dolinsky, good to talk to you again, buddy.
How are you, man? I'm great. I'm looking forward to this weekend.
It's going to be very exciting. We got lots to talk about, obviously. You got to hear some of me getting sideswipe today on the air when my pizza expertise was challenged and I lost to listeners with a score of zero.
Can't believe it was so challenging for you, but I know deep down that you are a pizza aficionado.
I mean, they were easy questions, wouldn't you agree, Steve?
I only heard like one or two at the end, but I do think they were fairly easy. Yeah,
did you know which year North Korea got their first pizza restaurant? Because I didn't.
I did not know that, no.
Yeah, see that? See that, Allie?
Well, what do you know? Tell us about Pizza Fest.
What can I tell you? I do know that over 2 days on the event deck at LA Live, there are going to be 40 of the best pizza makers from all over Southern California, and I am talking Santa Barbara to San Diego, from Venice to the IE, and I've curated all of these guys. They're all fantastic. Many different styles, not just your neo-Neapolitan wood-fired, but Roman, Sicilian, Detroit, Chicago Thin, just so many different styles. And here's kind of the secret sauce of Pizza City Fest. We bake the pizzas there. I think a lot of times at food fests, you know, maybe with pizzas, they bring them in cold. Now, we insist that we have ovens there. We're shipping them in cross-country from D.C. to Big Mara Forney's. They're going to be baking all the pizzas fresh. We include everything, pizzas, salads, desserts, drinks, including alcoholic drinks. Everything's included for one price, which is also kind of a unique thing for food fests. I think typically you get nickel and dimed a little bit with the drinks. We include everything for one price. So it's the best of the best, 12 to 5 each day, all for one price.
And what's amazing, because I was there the first year, the second year, to watch this thing grow. This will be the third year in Los Angeles.
Watch yourself grow.
Watch me grow. Watch the festival grow. But how much, even since the beginning, LA has really been cemented as a real deal pizza city. And for you, a Chicago boy, to even admit that, it takes a lot of it takes a lot of balls for you to even say that out loud, Steve.
Well, the guys at KTLA asked me about this the other day, too. Like, you know, I know we're not New York, we're not Chicago. But honestly, LA's got nothing to be ashamed of, and there should be no imposter syndrome. LA, I think, since the pandemic, it just every year continues to get more exciting. I call this the most exciting pizza city in the country. I know other people have as well. Karen Palmer, who writes for SF Gate, has said the same thing. There's so much activity here. There are so many talented chefs who've pivoted away from cooking and are focusing on pizza. I mean, just like Daniel Holtzman at Danny Boy's downtown. You know, he worked at La Bernadette in New York. Now he's making pizza. The guys from Naughty Pie Nature and Echo Park both worked for like Patina and Wolfgang Puck. Now they're making pizza. You know, all these people with incredible pedigrees. D-Town is another one in Hollywood. Incredible Detroit-style pizza. He won the best pizza of the year at the Pizza Expo in Vegas. He's going to be with us also this weekend. Yeah, so I don't think it's an overstatement to say LA is the most exciting pizza city right now.
Well, I think it's just weird to think of LA being famous for a carb in general, because everyone's so health conscious here. But
I know, but here's the thing I've learned, Ellie. It's like people in LA love to eat. You know, no matter what, I know there are salads and vegan people and gluten-free everywhere, but on top of that, this is the second largest city in the country, there are also people who love to stuff their pie hole. And I think that, you know, like Stephanie Izard is a famous chef from Chicago, the Iron Chef. She's got a girl and the goat out here. She said she sells more carbs, more bread out here than they do in Chicago.
Wow.
I think people like to eat carbs. I just like to talk about how they don't eat carbs.
Right. But then they have to talk about their other gluten-free things. What, Steve, do you think there's a good, healthy pizza out there, or do you think they all suck?
A good, healthy pizza?
Yeah, like if you're going to do your cauliflower crust and all that crap, like are you against that completely, or do you think it can be done well?
I am against that. I mean, I think they're technically sort of in the pizza adjacent category. Like, you know, we're going to have a bakery from Glendale doing Armenian lahmacun, like an Armenian pizza. You know, is that a pizza? You guys decide. You know, it's like I think there are pizza adjacent things. The cauliflower crust is sort of a workaround. It's not in my wheelhouse. It's not in my repertoire. I don't have any interest in having cauliflower pizza. We don't have gluten free or vegan at our event, but good for those people. I think it's great that they can sort of, you know, justify they're eating some kind of a pizza, even though it's not really pizza.
Yeah, there's all these cousins of pizza. Some are distant, like some would argue
like
the calzone. Then you move over to the flatbread territory, which is totally not. And then you could go with the traditional pizza. But in my opinion, if you put enough non-pizza toppings, non-traditional toppings,
it loses
like,
its identity.
Like all of a sudden it's covered in pastrami and cheesesteak. It becomes, not that it can't be delicious, and it can be, but at some point I think you venture away. And what Steve says, which I think is so true, is that when you have a simple cheese pizza, a simple margarita pizza, there's nothing to hide behind. You can actually really figure out what skill went into the dough, the sauce. Sometimes the simplicity is everything. And it's not just the same ingredients, because you could give everyone's really kind of starting similar ingredients, but it's the artistry that goes into the craft, and that is so noticeable.
It is the craft, exactly, Kevin. It's also the fermentation. Some of these guys let the dough rest for 2 or 3 days to really develop the character, to develop the flavors in the crust. So like you mentioned, you can't hide behind anything on a cheese pizza. So we make sure that at our event, each day we have one cheese pizza available out of those 20. So we do like 10 with beef or pork, 10 without. and then we do one that's a plain cheese. So like on Saturday, 26th, hot tongue from Silver Lake, cheese pizza. On Sunday, the 27th, El Sereno's famous secret pizza is doing their New Jersey-style East Coast cheese pizza. Mm. So I think that says a lot about the crust as much as it does just the ingredients.
So how do you advise people pace themselves throughout the day? Because I think about when
pace yourself, healthy pizza. What kind of dumb questions are these, Allie?
Well, look, I'm a person who I eat like one or two slices of pizza. I can't eat like five slices of
wrong.
Pizza. So then how am I supposed to, you know, for people like me, how do you advise people, like, have a slice, take a break? What, you know, what's the best mindset to go in with?
Eight words. It is a marathon, not a sprint. Mm-hmm. You need to take your time. If you get there at 1 o'clock for the GA, you're going to be there till 5 o'clock. It's your lunch and dinner. Do not rush it. You definitely need to walk around. You need to, you know, take in a class, take in a demo, let your, you know, relax a little bit. Don't pile it all in, because that's the tendency. There are, you know, there's 20 pizzerias side by side, and then there's one mobile truck out on the event deck. But, like, seriously, you got to pace yourself. You know, take a couple of bites. You don't need to eat the whole thing. You're going to get half slices given to you, as much as you want. But do not go overboard, because you're right, four or five slices and you're kind of done for the day. That's four or five regular slices cut in half would be 9 or 10 half slices. So I think you could easily do 9 or 10 half slices in a four-hour time period.
Let me strongly disagree with Steve, even though he is the expert who brought this to us, and say the following. He's already answered the question. The reason that he has a plain cheese slice every day is because that is your palate cleanser slice. So you eat, and then when you feel like you can't eat anymore, you move over to the cheese, cleanse your palate, have a slice of that, and then you're back ready to start eating more pizza.
That sounds so aggressive.
That's one way. That is a little aggressive.
that's my way.
So, you know, I would say you could also think of the cheese as kind of your amuse-bouche, your opening, your palate opener. You begin the day with just cheese and crust, and
journey.
Then kind of move on from there.
Kind of like wine, right? You start with like the lighter stuff, and then you move on to the heavier stuff. Yeah,
Steve, I know you take people's opinions, but the reality is you really do have to give each one of these 40 pizza places the official tap seal of approval, and people will constantly pitch you should try this. I told Steve about a place that I had not had in years. When I first moved to LA, I thought it counted as a good slice of pizza. It was a place in Venice, and I went there, and I realized it was not as good as I remembered it, because, you know, pizza's gotten a lot better in LA. And I said, Steve, you got to try it. He tried it. He goes, it's interesting. It's not going to make the cut. And I go, wow, that's amazing.
Yeah.
Everyone has the, you know, the thing about pizza is crazy. Is that people obviously have the flavor of the pizza they like, but then they have all of the memories attached to that, where they were in their life.
It's called the Pig Syndrome. I write about it in my book, The Pizza I Grew Up Eating Syndrome. And definitely, like you say, it's fond memories as a younger lad who didn't have a lot of pizza eating experience.
Aww.
That somehow rings a bell for you. You know, maybe it's, you know, because you're drunk and it's 2 a.m. and it tastes great. But seriously, when you come back as an adult with a bit more eating experience, you say to yourself, hang on a second. Well, yeah, I've been to these other places that definitely crush that place, so that's not so good anymore. It's not in your top 10.
Right.
And that's why I come out here as a Chicagoan, and I just, you know, eat my butt off for as much as I can. Like, I went to Long Beach last week, and I went to three places, and two of them are going to be invited for next year.
Oh, that's good. And Speak Cheesy's been there in the past.
Oh,
it's
yeah,
Long
we
Beach
know them.
Place.
Nice.
Yeah,
Speak Cheesy, Nona, Nona, the bakery out there is going to be there. I went to a place called Thunderbolt that was outstanding. We're going to invite them next year. But, man, I'm telling you, it is a murderer's row. There is not a one-week link in this lineup.
And I want to remind you, because Allie claims, and she's the only one I know that publicly states, not that she doesn't like pizza, but she thinks pizza is, you know,
too often the go-to.
Right,
everyone's like, let's get pizza. There's another pizza here.
Because it pleases the masses, and if you're not caring about what type of pizza you get, I mean, I'll be honest, sometimes I go to a kid's birthday party and they got, you know, a couple of Papa John's, but I go, come on, guys, you couldn't think outside the box a little bit and do something better than this? There's good. That I don't even consider that necessarily pizza.
But I think that's what people get sick of,
right?
Is that type of pizza, more often than not, is what's being served up.
Yeah, and that's why I don't like pizza, everything getting grouped under the umbrella of pizza, because they're not all created equal, and really the best of the best ones in all of Southern California are always on full display, and in addition to, you know, some of the greatest dessert. I mean, you will go there and you may discover your next favorite LA pizza place, which is the coolest part about it for me.
But what, Steve, is the worst pizza idea you've ever been pitched?
The worst pizza idea? You know, I'm not a fan of the competitions. In fact, I had a conversation with Chris Bianco, the sort of the major domo, the sage of the country. Now he's got a location at DTLA, but he started in Phoenix. And Chris was like, hey, I love this idea. I don't want to be involved in anything with competition. And I kind of agree. I don't want to say, you know, crown somebody the best sauce or the best crust or whatever of L.A., because that's impossible to do. We're not able to get to everything in L.A. You could crown somebody the king of Pizza City Fest, but I don't want to separate people. I want to sort of celebrate all of them. And like to your earlier point, you know, you can have bad pizza. Like you said, the Papa John's at the kids' party, not only is that going to suffer because the ingredients are inferior, the temperature is cold, you know, it's just, it's a fail on so many levels.
Yeah.
When you talk about, you know, serious bakers, like I'm parked in front of Lasorda's right now in Chinatown. Mm. He's got a great new location here, and his pizza's outstanding.
One of my favorites.
You know, have a guy like Tommy Brockert there with, you know, using his grande cheese, his Stanislaus tomatoes, his two-day fermented crust. He's baking it live on a Ferrari, basically, on an oven that's going to crank out his pizza in 7 minutes. It's going to be fresh and hot and crisp and crunchy. That's how you eat a pizza, folks. When people say, oh, it's so expensive, I could go down the street and get a whole pizza for half that much. I'm like, yeah, but it's not going to be as pleasurable an experience. You're going to get your mind blown. 20 amazing pizzerias, all baked fresh. That's what I think is, you can't compare apples and oranges here.
We got tickets to give you all week on K-Rock, as you know, but get out while you still can. Every year it is sold out, usually right before it begins. So get them before they're gone. VIP, regular, GA. We've got the post up on the socials. And we'll see you at Pizza City Fest. And on Sunday, Steve was nice enough to ask me to do some hosting. And I know that one of the competitions I'll be hosting, is that open to the general public, or must you already be in the pizza industry if you'd like to participate in the box folding competition?
Whoa.
No, it is open. It's first come, first serve.
Wow.
We're going to have three rounds of three people. So the first nine people who sign up each day get to compete. And the prize is going to be, I think, tickets to anything you want at LA Live. So it's a nice prize.
Whoa. And that's not easy. But
I got to learn to fold a box.
If you've ever gone to a pizza place, there's always usually one guy in the back or off to the side who's just nonstop folding boxes.
That's
and they get almost zen-like in their ability to do it. And if you've watched some of these pros go, they can put together 50 boxes in a minute.
What?
It's incredible.
Yep, so a college buddy of mine who lives in Laguna Niguel is coming up one of the days, and he used to work at a pizzeria as a teenager. And he's like, dude, I'm signing up for that competition.
Yeah. It's a skill that doesn't get you a lot of glory in the real world, but here at Pizza City Fest.
At Pizza Fest, you're a star.
You better believe it. Change your life. Steve Dolinsky, Pizza City Fest is one of the greatest weekends of the year in L.A. We absolutely love it. Cannot wait to be there Saturday, Sunday, L.A. Live across the street from Crypto. And thank you for all you've done for this fine city to bring attention to one of our greatest foods here in L.A.
Love you guys. Can't wait to see you.
See you, Steve. Thanks.
All right. Bye.
Bye. Bye-bye.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of online social games like blackjack, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. T&Cs apply.
Sometimes historic events suck. But what shouldn't suck is learning about history. I do that through storytelling. History That Doesn't Suck is a chart-topping history-telling podcast chronicling the epic story of America decade by decade from the 18th century to the 20th. Original music and immersive sound design accompany us on our storytelling journey. Listen to and follow History That Doesn't Suck, an Odyssey podcast, available now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.